Woke NGO to blame for UK universities decolonizing history courses, MPs. By Peter Cattle on May 30, 2022. Universities in the UK are decolonizing their curriculum despite government warnings in the hopes of winning awards from one woke NGO, MPs have claimed. Despite multiple warnings from government officials, universities are marching on with their progressive crusades against white authors and problematic texts, with many continuing to decolonize their curriculum in a way that has been compared to censorship within the Soviet Union. MPs are now blaming one woke NGO in particular, Advance He, for the defiance from universities, with elected representatives claiming that many universities are taking the progressive axe to their teaching plans in the hopes of winning awards from the non-profit. According to a report from The Telegraph, Advance He offers awards to some universities which sign up to its racial equality charter, a privilege which the publication says involves third-level institutions paying thousands of pounds a year to the organization. At least one MP now claims, however, that while Advance He says that the organization do not require third-level institutions to decolonize their curriculum to win awards within the bracket, all winners that have won awards from the group have committed to doing so. For some, this is evidence that the true aim of Advance He is to undermine British history and culture, and that it is ultimately responsible for erasing history. It's obvious that Advance He is trying to hide its true objectives, which are to prevent today's students from being taught facts, to deny our history and to take apart British culture, said Brendan Clark-Smith, MP, regarding the organization's awards system. It is clear that this organization is subverting the curriculum, another MP, John Hayes, meanwhile said. This is closing minds rather than opening them, which is the antithesis of what higher education should be. Officials in Westminster have now been wrestling for some time now with educational institutions from primary all the way up to third level on the issue of progressivism. However, despite senior officials coming out in favor of teaching the positives of the British Empire and not teaching children to be victims, schools and universities have made a habit of ignoring advice coming out of London. For example, many second-level schools outright ignored Boris Johnson's removal of forced masking in such settings, with principals continuing to force students to wear face coverings despite protests from the government. Meanwhile, regional and local authorities have also been found to be guilty of pushing woke ideology on children, with one council being recently found to have published material claiming that babies as young as 3 months old can be racially biased, and that white children are strongly biased in favor of whiteness. More recently, this same council, along with a number of other local authorities, hired a consultancy firm to run racial awareness training for nursery staff. The Black Nursery Manager, a firm which charged at the time between £45 and £85 per attendee for its courses, was denounced by one critic for giving training that was very Maoist in character to local childcare professionals. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.